My name's Sarah Collins and I'm a singer based in Harrogate. Back in September 2012, they'd just given birth to my second child, my little girl, Lily. I was, you know, at the height of happiness, just giving birth to this beautiful, bouncy little baby. Then this one particular day, I come home after dropping my boy off at school, popped upstairs to the loo, and the whole bathroom just started to move. My vision just completely went, and it was like an old-fashioned picture movie where the whole screen was being shifted up and down, but it got faster and faster. And I can remember gripping onto the loo thinking, I'm not well. And that's all I can remember. My other half had come home from work to find my little girl, Lily, crying and wet and hungry. And then he searched around the house to find me. I must have dropped to the floor, banged my head on the tiles, knocked myself completely out. So the paramedics came. They whizzed me off to Harrogate Hospital and scanned my head to find this massive tumour, a grade one meningioma, which is a low grade, thankfully, meningioma. But it was the size of a satsuma, so it was grown quite large, and it was at a point where it needed to come out. I got back home thinking I was going to be okay and fine and dandy and thinking, you know, get on with it, Sarah. It was all a bit of a trauma, but get on with it. I've got two children. And I suffered my first seizure in my sleep, and it was the scar tissue that was remaining from where they'd taken the tumour had thickened, and then this had caused the seizures. I couldn't go out anywhere. I had a brand new baby. We live in the country. I didn't take her for a walk. I didn't bath her. I didn't get a shower on my own. I had a seizure in the shower, so now that terrified me. It was horrendous. I'd been a singer up to the point of giving birth to Lily, and I didn't want to give that up. But I thought, how am I going to do the gigs when I have epilepsy? I didn't know whether the lights would affect it, that sort of thing. So I decided to dig out my computer, set up my own YouTube channel, plug in a microphone and sing. Skip life. Just made me feel for that brief 3 or 4 minutes of the length of the song normal again, like I was back to my old life. White as Shade of Pale came about as a request from my dad.
My name's Phil Collins. I'm Sarah's dad.
He was impressed, so that was good.
My dad was a long-distance lorry driver. But some of my family, my aunties and uncles, had pubs, and they always fancied a pub they'd been at, actually. We relieved a pub at bottom of Scottsdale Road called the Skinner's Arms. In 1967, I was 10 years old at the time. But I wasn't allowed downstairs in the pub, obviously we'd been so young. So I was upstairs on my own this particular day, and I was looking out of the window, and it was a really oldie worldy pub with proper leady light windows, you know, with the actual square pieces of glass in them. And I glanced at the side of me, there was a radiogram with a vinyl on it. Being an inquisitive little kid, like I thought, I wonder what that is. So I walked over to the radiogram. I thought, I wonder how this works, you know. So anyway, I managed to plug it in and turn it on, and what have you. I picked the needle up, put it on the record, and then they just started playing White Shade of Pale. It was ghostly, if I can put it that way. It was like haunting music. With being in a really old pub like that, I suppose I should have been scared really, but I wasn't. It was just mesmerising. Played it 2 or 3 times, to be honest with you. And it was as though I was meant to play it. This sounds really daft, but it was as though I was meant to play it. I'm 60 this year. White Shade of Pale has just lingered in the background of my life. And it makes me a bit emotional at times, to be honest with you. It brings me back to an era that I loved when I was a kid. We were really close family, like I said. But then, unfortunately, my mum and dad split up then. And they got divorced, whether it was through the pubs or not, I don't know. My dad used to tell stories about his old wagon driving days and when he used to go there. And so it just brings everything like that back to me straight away, do you know what I mean? Because I drive wagons now, but I liked it best when my dad were driving wagons. Because I used to go with him, and he wouldn't allow my sisters to go with him. And he used to love it. And I didn't really want him to go into a pub. You know, because we lived in a county, with a council house actually in Leeds, Miles 11 U. And I used to go to Port Newton School. And I didn't want to leave that scenario. It was just a lovely scenario, do you know what I mean? And all that white shade of pale, it reminds me of all of that.
There's never been a day since the brain tumour that I've ever woke up on a morning and not monitored my health. I have to be very careful with what I eat and what I drink. I can't have any alcohol or any stimulants. But the epilepsy for now, touch wood, is suppressed. Music has helped me through the toughest times. When I was in hospital, one of the physiotherapists said that I could have gone blind. I couldn't use my left hand. I was slurring my words. And I'd been told by the neurologist that music sparks every side of your brain and it gets everything to function. And it sped up my recovery. Even when I'm 70 years old, even if I live to be 70 years old, music will always be my therapy.
When I say my daughter singing it, well, a bit tearful actually, very emotional. Because let's be fair, she could have died, you know. She was our only child, like, so it would just been devastated. And, you know, for her to sing that song and all, it means a lot to me. It just makes it great, it just makes it fantastic. Every time I hear it, it always takes me back to that moment when I glanced around and looked at the radiogram. We were a different time in a different era, do you know what I mean? Port Newton School, Miles 11 U, Scott Hall Road, when everything was all right and stuff, you know, and things were looking good.